You hold enough chof chesem and aleph. Yeah, the mission says like this: Kol ha'asurim legabi mizbeach. Any behemoth that's like posel to be a korban, you can't be makrif on the mizbeach. So lochur is oisrin b'chol shein. It's also even a little bit, meaning even if it gets mixed up with another 100 or 1,000, it's not botel b'roiv. It's a chumrim with rabbanin that these things are not botel, since they're also to the mizbeach. Even though Rashi says it's not nikur, so still it's not botel. Now the case says, even if the animal was a roiveya, that means let's say the animal lived with an isha, or else vehanirva, let's say a man lived with the animal, or else vehamuksa, yet an animal that he set aside to worship Chavodah Zarah, even though they didn't worship it yet, they just set it aside, that's a muksa, or else vehanevad, an animal, these are all chulundic animals, regular animals, that somebody worshipped it, l'shem Chavodah Zarah, it was nevad. So all these things are possible to be used for a korban. So now, even before you makdish them, if they get mixed up with another 100 animals, so all 100 animals are also to be brought for korban. We don't say it's bottle bereiv. Who are then? Where esnan, if a man gives, let's say, a tle, a sheep, to a zayna for the pay for this nus, so that animal is also for korban. We also mechir, if somebody sold his animal for a dog, so like you bought a dog with the animal, so then that animal becomes also to be used for a korban. That's called a mechir kelif. Or else we have klayim, an animal that was born from a different breeds of parents. One was a neis, one was a neis, or a kevis and an ayil, two different types. Or else we have treifa. The animal itself is a treifa. So this Rashi is bothered by, like, usually a treifa that we can tell means the foot was cut off or something is missing. So that we could tell what he means, not both of a rave. So Rashi says it has to be talking about a case where we can't tell. Either case, let's say a zaev, a wolf, a treaded on it, and now the animal, a lot of them have stam marks. So we're not sure whether it's a mark from the wolf or stam or a cut. So we don't tell, we can't tell, since we can't tell, it's not both of a rave. And the last case is the yaitse daifin. An animal came out through the side, not through the regular womb, and then it's not fit to be a korban. So this animal gets mixed up with 100 or 1,000 other animals, all of them are also to be used for a korban. Now the Mishnah says, Ezeel muksa, what's called a muksa, means ha muksa lavrot kachavim. If you set aside an animal that eventually you plan to worship it, even though you didn't worship it yet, that becomes possible for korban. Yeah, so lochur is hu osa, or ma shol of muta. Only the animal itself becomes osa to use for korban, but what's on top of it does not become osa. It's still muta banoi, you can do whatever you want with it. V'ezeu ha-nevad, what's called an animal that was nevad? That's called sha'ivdin oisai. If you worship the animal, l'shem avodah zarah. Therefore, then the lochur is, hu u'ma shol of osa, that even what's on top of the animal also becomes osa. Since you worshipped it, so it becomes like a tarkruvus, avodah zarah, and avodah zarah itself, it becomes osa bano. V'ze muta bachila. But both these last two cases, whether the animal is a muksa, or whether the animal is a nevad, the animal itself is still muta bachila. Because the Baal Chai does not become also within Yisra Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's only like a psul, you can't use it for a korban. It's possul l'gvoya. But l'hedyid, a regular person, is still allowed to eat it. It's muta b'hano, it's muta b'achila. Now the Gemara says, oh mama, like what did we just say in the Mishnah? Oisrin b'chol shein, that all these animals that are not fit to be a korban, if they get mixed up with others, with others, they're still, all of them becomes also for korban. And the chiddush is lebat de bru, but it's not botel bereif. So what's the question? What's the chiddush over here? Tanina, we learned this already. We learned another mishnah that says, kol hakodeshim gemorin zvachim, kol hakodeshim shnesarvo bechates hamesis. If you have karbonis, they got mixed up with one korban, with one chates that's supposed to die. Let's say a vlad chates or a chates kippur baleo. Oy b'shor haniskol, that karbonis got mixed up with a shor haniskol. So afilu echid b'ribua, Sirat Smash, even if one korban got mixed up with 1,000 Sharon Iskals, is Yemaisu. All of them have to die. So Mora says the Kashal, and this we have the Kashal, like the Avaminer is, one korban fell into 100 of these that are also that Yemusu. So at the Gemara, Maikom, what are you saying? The Khurb Shita then, that the one becomes us. There's no Shiloh Vitalir. It's one falling into 100 also. So Mora says, Nahoki Kotoni. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Nisarvu Bohen. Mechatis Mesais. Means that if you have 100 karbonis and one chate shemeso balehom. One chate is supposed to be mace, gets mixed into 100 kabonis, or shor haniskol, or else one shor haniskol gets mixed up with 100 other kabonis. Afilu bribua, even if this one shor haniskol is shor that killed the man, that we have to kill the shorim, even if only one shor of that got mixed up with 1,000 other kabonis, the lachar is yemeisu. All these animals don't have to die. Why? Because we say it's not bottle bereiv. So we saw a chiddush already that a baal chayin animal is not bottle bereiv. So what do we need our mishnah for? Someone says l'itzrach. Still, we need our mishnah over here, because otherwise salkut adachamin chayin would have thought to say hosamu di isurei hano over there the shor haniskal or else a chatish that's supposed to go l'misam. It's also hano. The din is you have to let it die. So that's more choshev. It's a baal chay. It's an animal. And it's also bano. Then we said there's a chumrim with Rabban, it's not bottle bereiv. Avalocha, but now Mishnah, the lavi suriano. Here in our Mishnah, we're talking about regular behemoth schulin. And Adrav, it's muta bachil, all these animals. It's only chiddush, it's also for korban, that's all. But lachil, it's muta bano. If so, I would have thought to say in our Mishnah, maybe it should be bottle. The lavi suriano, ema livata bruba, maybe it would be bottle bereiv. Is Kamashmal in our Mishnah? No. That's Kamash Malon, that still, since it's a Baal Chai, it's not Bottle Bereif. The other Gemara says, but Vareiva Venirva Nami Tanina. We also learned this though. Even in the case of an animal, it's a Reiva Venirva, we also learned that's not Bottle Bereif. We learned like this. It says here, Nami Tanina, it says, Nisarvu Reiva Venirva. Let's say one animal that was Raveya or Venirva, that a man lived with it. Is Yiroach Yistavu, that you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, for Yamachu, and then you sell it, for Yavi B'demei, Yofa Shebem, Meyoisei Hamin. In a case, let's say you had a Korban Oila, let's say. They got mixed up with animals that are revealed with one animal Nirva. So, like with now, you can't bring it for Korban, because any animal you take out, you have to be afraid, that is the rave of a Nirva. So, you have to do is you have to wait till it comes a Balmum, and then even if it's the Korban Oila, when it becomes a Balmum, you could sell it. And then, which one do we say it is? The best one in the corral, the best animal here, you have to, like the Chumras say, maybe that was the Oila. And the value of the best one, you sell it and bring the Domim to be in the Korban Oila. And so we see already that Reiv Venir was not Bottle Bereiv. And Omer of Khan said that Amrisa Lishmait the Kaim of the Rav Simi Barashi. He said over this question in front of Rav Simi Barashi, Omer, he said like this, Chode Bechulin, Vechode Bekotchim. There are two Mishnayos in this, one's by Karbonis and one's by Chulin. Now, this our Mishnah is talking about all these animals are Chulin. You are not Makdish them yet. And the Chiddush is, if one of these animals fall into 1,000 other animals, neither of them can be used for Karbon. But they were talking about where it is a Karbon already, and it got mixed up. The Mor says, Tzrich, I need both cases. Diyashmini Gabi Kochim, I only learned the Loch over there by Kochim. I'll tell you, if you have already one Karbon, or that, let's say now, you have 100 Karbonis, and one Reiva Venirva gets mixed up with them. So I'll tell you there, Mishum de Meisa. There it's a question, you want to bring the Karbonis for Karbon itself. So there I say it's terrible. That since it's Mias, like, to bring a Reiva Venirva for a Karbon, that's a terrible thing. Therefore it's not Bottle, because the Karbonis already. Avo Gabi Chulin, but now Mishnah over here, where all these animals are Chulin. Eima Levatle, maybe I would say, like, before you go to the Maklish them, it's Bottle Bereiv. So if one animal that's a Raveya, when they got mixed into 1,000 other animals, maybe they're all Bottle Bereiv, and we could say you could take anyone now and be Makdashit. And Labato, yeah, Kamash Malon, so that's why we still need our mission now to say that by Chulin also it's not Bottle. Now the Gemara says, that's true, over Chulin Amitnina, even in Hilchas Chulin alone, also we have a mission in the Avodah Zarah that says, like a Baal Chai is not Bottle Bereiv. There's a mission in Avodah Zarah that says, V'yelu asurin, these are the things that are also bano, and v'yosrin b'chol shein, if they get mixed up with something else, they're not bottle bereiv. Even the kosher, even one in 1,000, it's not bottle. One of them is yayin nesach, or else v'avodes kechovim, or else v'tziporim mitzorah, the bird that a mitzorah use, or else v'arus levuvim, that's the skin that the heart was cut out of it. So we say the Goyim worshipped Avodah Zarah that way. They cut out the heart of their animal and give it to Avodah Zarah. So the skin becomes also bano. Or else for say your nazir, when a nazir afterwards he has to take a haircut, so his hair is also bano. The Torah says you have to burn it. Or petach hamor, Yizasa Bano, Obasa Becholov, for Shoha Niskal. So Shoha Niskal is a shawl, a live animal, but it's a sin to kill the person, so you have to kill it. So it's Asa Bano. If this one shawl gets mixed up with 1,000 other shawls, all of them are Asa Bano. It's not bottom arrive. And the Yegla Rufa. What didn't they have an Yegla Rufa? If someone was found maced outside the city, so they have to bring an Yegla Rufa. Or else, V'chulun Shenishkutu Be'azara. You had a korban that you made the street inside the Beis HaMikdash, that's also to eat it. Or else, V'soy HaMishtaleich. If somebody finds that soy, it's also Asa Bano. So all these cases, the Mishnah says in Chulin, in the Navay Gezara, Harielu Asur, and they're all Asa Bano. V'yoysim B'cholshen. They're also even a Cholshu, means it's not bottom arrive. So those are cases of Chulin. So we see already, even by Chulin, it's not bottle arrive. So what do we need our Mishnah by Chulin? Is that's not bottle. So Rasta still says not Tzrich, we need both Mishnayisim. The Ashmin and Hossam, we only learned the Mishnah over there in Avodah Zarah. The Ashmin and Hossam, Hatayadi Suri Hano. Over there, all those cases, not Stam the Chulin, but they have a terrible Isser Hanor on them. Therefore, the Leibach, that's why it's not bottle arrive. Avloch, but now Mishnah, Liftalay, and now Mishnah, they're not Osa Bano. All these animals you're allowed to eat. It's only, it's possible to bring it for a carbon. But right now it's mutavano. So since it's mutavano, I would have thought to say, maybe it should be bottle barayv. It's kamashmon, now Mishnah still is not bottle barayv. So that's why we need our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is the biggest chiddush. That even though it's not osabano, and even though it's not a korban yet, it's only chulin, still, if one animal that was a revei or one of these psalm that can't be brought for a korban gets mixed up with 1,000, all 1,000 cannot be brought for a korban. Shalimor says, "Veroiva v'nirva minolam v'asiru l'gvoy." How do we know this? How do you know if you have an animal that either the man lived with it, or else the animal lived with a lady? How do we know to say that the animal is also l'gvoya? The Torah Rabbanu went like this. The first thing of Vayikra says, when you bring kabbonis, it says min habokor, min habehema. It says an extra word here, min habehema. It's like an extra word over here. This word min habehema. So for min habehema, we darshan to say min some, and not all animals. Not all animals are fit. Rashi says, could be it's not extra. Rashi Sam says, min habehema means from animals you can bring for korbin. Mashma v'loy kol habehema, but not all behemas. So what does it come to say that's no good? Is loitz, it comes to exclude a raveya v'nirva. An animal that lived with a person is also to be brought for korbin. Now the Gemara asks the question, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. V'aloy dinu, it's like a svara kavachayma. Well, ma ba mum, amduch, an animal that has a mum on it. Shaloi nisav de bo avera, no avera happened to it. Just tam, leg broke. It has a mum. It's posel gabi mezbech, you can't use it for korbin. It's a raveya v'nirva. This animal that lived with a person. Shenevde v'mavera, that a nevera was done with the animal, is then a din, isn't it a svara to say shasum gabi mezbech? That should be a svara by itself, that's also to use for korbin. So I do not need this posek. Svara says no. On this kabel chayim alone, I tell you, chayrish v'shor v'chamo yechiyach. If somebody plowed with a shor and a chamo together, so did a nevera. Still the locher is, even though shenevde v'mavera was done, still the locher is a mutla gabi mezbech. We don't find anywhere that that's possible for the Mizbeach. That's kosher. So we see, even though an Aveira was done, that does not pass but for the Mizbeach. So therefore, I need a special posuk to say Reuven v'Nirva is possible. So Mar says, no, maybe the Kavu Chaim is still good. But Ma'al Acheris B'Shor V'Chamor Shein Chayov V'Misa. There the Aveira is not so bad, it's only a regular lav. But since it's only a lav, that's why it's not possible for the Mizbeach. But to Yom Bereveya V'Nirva, if a man or a lady live with an animal, Shechayov V'Misa. Over there, both the man and the animal both chayiv misa. So maybe that's worse. Is ter lecho ma'ashevos? So maybe there, tak in svara, it should be also a mizbeach. Samura says no. Ter lecho ma'ashevos. So take what you took. Hare shenevdo bo avera. Ter lecho ma'ashevos. What you say now is a good svara. Hare shenevdo bo avera b'shnei edim. That's if two edim saw this animal live with a man, then the din is we killed the animal, we killed the person, then you're right. Then the Nasvara would say that animal is not fit for carbon. But what's going to be Nevda Vem Avera Pi Edechon? Let's say there's only one Edechon that saw the animal live with a man. So then it's because of an Edechon we don't kill the animal. Or else Oya Pi Abaydon. Let's say the owner itself or the man admitted that he lived with the animal. So because of Edoyes Badin we don't kill the animal. So Minayin, how do we know now to say this animal? Like Legvaya, it's possible. How do we know? It's not Chayiv Misa here. So how do you know it's such a case? It's possible of Mizbeach. So that's why we need the Pasuk. So Mar still says no. Omer Reb Shimon, I need Dan. Let me make a Kal Vachomer like this. Omar Bal Mum, Shein Has Rois Shnei Edim, Pois Los Lamiachilom. When by two Edim is said that an animal became a Bal Mum, it Yilad eat it. There's nothing wrong with it. Hoy Dos Edechot Pois Los Lamekrovo. But if only one Edechot tells you that it's a Bal Mum, somebody paskins it's a Bal Mum, you can't use it for carbon. Is so Berurveya Venirva. The case where a man or a lady live with the animal. If two Eidim tell us that this person, the animal, live with a man, so the animal is chayv misa. It's also about no, you can't eat it. If so, ain't a din, isn't it as far to say, that if an Eidechot comes along and tells us that this animal lived with a man, that even though we don't kill the animal, because of an Eidechot, you don't kill it, but our koponim should be pasul makrova. So the chur about the kash, you do not need a pasik. So Mar still says no, Talmud Lema, therefore the Pasuk comes and tells us, Min HaBehema, Lohitzi Roveya Venirva. Min HaBehema, only some animals, but not all animals. So Mar asks the question, what's going on here? For Asi Medina, we just got finished saying that's a Kal V'chaim, it's a Svar to say that a Roveya Venirva should be possible for a carbon. So what are you telling me, Talmud Lema, what do I need a Pasuk for? I should know it's Min HaSvara. So Mar says no. The answer is like this, really what he meant to say was that Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says like this, I have a pircha on Yikal B'chayma. And he says, Mishum Diyikul Meim, I could say like this, that Mikorra Dedina, at the beginning of your Kal B'chayma, pircha, I have a question on it, that it's not a good limud. That's where I need a posik. Because I could say like this, Ma la Bal Mum, you know why Bal Mum is special? Shekei Mumen Nikar. I'll tell you, everybody could see that the animal has a Mum. That's something that's Mias. But since it's Mias, that's why it's possible for carbon. But to Yama Barveya Venirva, where just the animal live with a man, there Shein Muma Nikar. After the person lived with the animal, you can't tell, the animal doesn't look different. So maybe it's not so Mias. So therefore, Hoyel V'Yein Muma Nikar, since you can't tell in the animal itself that anything happened to it, Yehei Kosh Megabi Mizbeach. Therefore, I would say in Svar, maybe it is Kosh Megabi Mizbeach. Talmud Lema, that's why it's good. Well, I need a person to teach me Min HaBehema, that only some animals could be brought for korban, but not all of them. And that's a svara lohitzi roveya venirva. It comes to exclude a roveya venirva. Yeah, we'll soon see later why we say dafka this psul from the word behema. Now the next pasuk says min habokar. Again, mashma from, but not all. So it's also coming to make a miyat. So what's the miyat? Lohitzi yesa nevad, that if a person worshipped the animal, l'shem avoy dezara, even though the lochra is the animal, does not become asa b'hano. A bal chai, an animal, does not become asa b'hano. But since a person worshipped it, so it becomes posel l'gvoy, you can't use it for carbon. So that's this gzeras hakosev. Min habakar. Now the Gemara asks the question, what do you need the pasuk for? Really, if a loy didn't, it should be a svara, kal v'chayma. O ma esnan, o mechir, madach, in a case where you give an animal for the pay to a zayna. Or else you exchange a dog for an animal, then we say that animal is posel for carbon. In such a case, shesupiyin mutarin. Let's say there's jewelry on the animal itself. So that's mutar. That does not become asa b'hano. It's only yosa, the animal itself, that he gave to the zayna, not the tzipo, not the jewelry on it. Still, we say what? Hein asurin. That they're also for a korban. If so, nevad. In the case where somebody worships the animal, shetzipuyin asa. So when you worship the animal, even if the animal itself, the bachai, does not become asa b'hano, but the jewelry around it does become asa b'hano. Is Zayna din, isn't it for to say, shu asa, that it should be asa for korban? So Mila, I do not need the pasuk min habok, I should know min hasvara. That's one way to say. Or the Gemara says, no, maybe no. Maybe without a pasuk, I would have thought to say, oy chilif, change around and say like this. Or ma esna no mocher, ma dech would pay for a zayna, or you exchange for a dog. Shayna Surin, they themselves are also Tzipiyayim Mutorim, the jewelry on the animal is Mutabanom. And so maybe never should be the same way also. I should say, Shemutar, if without a Pasuk, you're telling me now if you worship the animal, it's still Mutar for Korban. And so maybe make a Kabbal Korban now like this, to say, Yeitzipa Mutar, that when you worship the animal, even though it has jewelry, things on it, they still remain Mutabanom. So we said, no, that you can't say. Because in Cain, if so, be taught, you're taking away the Pasuk. That there's often a pasuk that says, "Bitalta loy sachmoid kesev izov aleim v'lakachta l'cho." that the pasuk is clearly loy sachmit, we don't take the gold and silver that's on top of them. Mashmah, when you worship the avodah zarah, so the gold and silver on it also becomes also banur. So meaning that you have to say. So therefore, once you have to say this, the kura is back to kasha. The kavu chaimah to say that never should be also legvaya. So what do I need a pasuk for? So Mara says no. Maybe that wouldn't be kasha. Maybe ani akamenu loy sachmit kesev zov bedov shein baruach ayim. Maybe no, when the pasuk says don't have anor from the gold and silver of the avodah zarah, that means where the avodah zarah itself was not a bal chai. Let's say it was a statue. So then since the statue becomes also banor, the tzipui, the gold and silver also becomes also banor. But maybe I would say, Abba Badova Shesh Baruch Hayim. Over here when you worship an animal, Hoyu Vehein Mutta, maybe since the animal itself is Mutta Banor, doesn't become also, maybe also I would say, Yochol ye tzipo mutter. Maybe you are the tzipo would also be mutter banor, maybe. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says no. Mina boker, so that's the kasha. That really in Svar, maybe I would say that the tzipo on the boker that you worship should be mutter banor. So then there's no kal b'chayma. Then I would not know to say that it's also legvoya. Therefore, Talmud Lema, the pasuk has come and teach me, Mina boker. It tells what? Lohitzi yes or nevat. So once they have a pasuk to say that a behemoth that you worshipped is also legvoya, now the male I know also it's a swear to say that the tzipo, that the gold and silver that was on it, also remains also. So Mara says, let's see. Maskev lo Rav Chananya, he asked a question like this. Taima de miyat kro. Why do I say that nevar is also legvoya? Because the pasuk says mina bokor. Holimiyat to kro. The pasuk wouldn't have said that like that. Tzipo muta. I would have thought to say that tzipo is muta. We'll go back to this far before. Like, without the special Xerxes Kosim, I would have thought to say, make the Kabbalah say Fakirat, that even the tzipoy, the covering around the animal, is also mutta. For the Gemara, no. I will exceed this next posik that says, the Yavaratem Eshmom. So it means, Kolosu Lishmom, anything that's made, the Shema Vaidazori, should destroy, means also Bano. So the next posik here, so the extra posik would mean, even in the case where you worship an animal, and even though the animal itself does not become Asa Banor, but the tzipu, the gold and silver on it, should become Asa Banor. So that's the kash before, then you don't need a posik. Even without a posik, the nevar is also, I would know clearly that the tzipu is Asa Banor. And once I know the tzipu, the covering around it is Asa Banor, I should know and swear that the nevar is also Asa Lagvaya. So back to the question. Samura says no. This posik would not, I could say it means something else. I'd answer you like this. Hahu, this pasuk of V'avarta Meshimon means like this. It means Lechanas Lem Shem, that when you have the name of an avodah zarah, you're supposed to change it and make a bad name out of it. Then make a nickname Lekanai. Who do you ask? Like this. If the name of the avodah zarah is called Beis Galia, as Karina Noisoi Beis Karia, call it the Beis Karia. Rashi says it means either Beis Akisei, or else it means a Kaloi in a house that we're going to destroy. You're supposed to give it a bad nickname. The name of the Avodah Zarah is called Pnei HaMelech. Call it Pnei Kelev, call it the face of a dog. Ayin Kol, if it's called Ayin Kol, the Avodah Zarah, we should call it Ayin Kites, we should call it a thorn. So therefore, this pasuk is not teaching us that the tzipu, the gold and silver on top of the animal will become asa banor. So therefore, it's good, why need the pasuk min ha-boker to teach me that never is also l'gvoya. So good, so we have the pasuk that gets the min ha-behema and the min ha-boker. Min ha-behem means lohitzi roiva v'nirva, and min ha-boker means lohitzi ha-nevad. Now the Gemara says, how do you know this? Maybe change it around. For the Gemara v'yepech, no, why don't I change it around and say, min ha-behem is lohitzi ha-nevad, or maybe min ha-boker is lohitzi roiva v'nirva. Like, how do I know which pasuk to use for which one? So the Gemara says, yes, hostim min yonah dekruas, mistarva like that, that behema should mean a roiva v'nirva. Well, of course, Ksiv Gavi Behemoth, the pasuk of Behemoth says, V'yish Kiyit and Shiftucha Behemoth, Mais Yumas. So by the parsha of Reiva V'nirva, it says Lashon of Behemoth. So the pasuk says here, Mina Behemoth, for Korbin, it means Lohitzi Nirva V'Reiva. And Gavi Bokor, Ksiv, it says, V'yamirwes Kvoidom B'Tavnis Shor, O Eichol Esav. That the pasuk says there that they worship the Avodah Zarah, it says Lashon of Ashor. Say if it's mistarv, that's lashon of a boker. So the Torah says min ha-boker is mistarv, that means lohitzi es ha-nevad. That a nevad is possible for korban. Now the Gemara goes right when the pasuk says, and the says min ha-behem min ha-boker. Now it says min ha-tzayim. So what's min ha-tzayim being lohitzi? That's lohitzi es ha-muktzah. an animal that was just set aside to worship, even though you didn't worship it yet, that's also pasuk akrova. Then it's what the Gemara says now. It says what minatzon. Then also says uminatzon. It says the vav. So uminatzon is also loitzias hanoigach. That an animal that killed a person. So since it's called the shorhaniskol, that's a lock. It's also, but you can't use it for carbon. And the chiddush is not only when two edim saw it, because them shoot it, it's also bano. Even if only one aid saw it, so it's not, you don't have to kill it, still it's possible for carbon. The Amram Shimon says like this, if nema raveya, lom nema noigach. If I have a posse that said that raveya is possible for carbon, so why do I need a posse to say noigach, as no one swara? And the other way, if the pasuk says that noigach, where a shor killed an animal that is possible for korban, lama nema raveya. What do I need both sukkah for? Like, why can't I learn out one from the other? So Moses says yes. Lefi sheyesh nema raveya ma shein kein benageach. There's something special about the avera of raveya that you don't find benageach. And yesh, what does that mean? Yesh raveya. There's something special about the animal that lives with a person. She raveya oisa einis kerotzen. Even if the man lived with the animal the einis, still the animal is chayiv misa, we kill the animal. If an animal kills the man, and the pshat is that people like raced on, made the animal meshuga, like fought, like, you know, got the animal excited, and that caused him to kill a person, so then we don't have to kill the shor. We dash in a pasuk like that. So Kitzur, when a shor kills the man, it's only kills him under normal circumstances. But if somebody was there, like, making him excited, causing the animal to kill, then we don't kill the shor. So therefore, what have just said, Raveya, I would not know Nageach. In the opposite way. Yesh ben Nageach, there's something special about when the shor kills somebody. Shenageach mishalom as a kofer. When your shor kills somebody, not only do we kill the shor, but the owner of the shor has to pay kofer. So see, the Torah was very machmir here. So maybe that's why the shor is also for korban. Ma'ashen came for Raveya. Mashenka, where a person lives with the animal, we just killed the person, but there's no din kaifer. So maybe there the Torah does not say it's also for carbon. So therefore, hutzrach lema roveya, hutzrach lema negev. Therefore, we need both sukkim. So that's how we know all these drushes from these three words, minabema, minaboker, or minatzain. Now the Gemara says, for yihai tana, there's another tana that maitzin lo mihoch. He learns out these drushes from a different posik. The tani would learn like this, ha roiva vi ha nirva, heim. What do they have a look like? Iheim kekodshim shekoda mum oiver lagdeshin, where there was a mum oiver before you makdeshit, that the kedusha is chal, but a tzricha mum kavua leftoi salayim, you can't use it till a mum kavua comes upon him. In other words, this wave of an irva, that you could be makdesh them, but they're not fit for korva, fakrova. You have to wait till they become a bal mum and be part of them. Shenem, because the pasuk says, ki mashchisem bohem mumbom. Says the pasha of a mum by a korban, it says loshnov kimashchisen, it's destroyed. So now like this, my tamud, how do we know from this pasuk a raveya of an irva also? Is chasura mechso, something is missing here, bochetoni, this is where it should be, like bochetoni. Minayin, how do I know to say, shein asurin, how do I know to say that an animal, that's a raveya of an irva, it's also for korban, tamud, the pasuk says, kimashchisen bohem mumbom. Says Loshno Mashchoso Mashchise means a Ravei of an Irva. The Torah says that the same Aloha like a Mum is not fit for a Krova for Korban. How do we know that? Because for Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, that Komokim Shinemar Ashkweva, the Pasuk says Hashchoso, like here it says Ki Mashchosom, Einu Velo Devara Veira Vavarus Chachovim. It means either the Chet of both, it means the Chet of Avoy Dezora, and the Chet of Erev Aroyis. Devar erva, how do we know it means to say aroyis erva, like here living with an animal? The pasuk says ki ishkes kol basar, and there it means they had znus. Avores kachovim, how do we know the chsiv? It says pentashkisim vesisim lechem pesel tumunas kosemel. So it says loshna vashchosa pentashkisim peyavoy dezara. Therefore, when the pasuk says ki mashchosa means if you have an animal that either did znus, live with a person, or else they worship the Farvoy de Zoro, Nogayat or Kabonis, it's called like a mum. That means, Kol Shamum Poisobem, anything that a mum passels, like a mum passels for a korbin, is Dvar Erva, Farvoy de Chovim, Poisobem. Who would then, if with this animal that was done a Dvar Erva, or a Dvar Avoy de Zoro, so the animal is possible for a korbin. That's how this Tana learns it. So, where is the question now? For Tana de Berevi Shmoel, Mina Boker, Mina Soin, Mina Min ha'behemo, min ha'boker, min ha'tzoin, my dorish bu. like he dashes from this Rosh here, that the apostle for Corbin, so what does he do with the first Pesukim? He dashed Mina Behemo, Mina Bok, what does he do with it? So Mar says, yes, Mibuli, he needs it like this. Prat Lechoylo, Zokein, Umzua. If you have an animal that's sick, or an animal that's very old, or Mizuma, it smells and stinks, that these animals are not fit for Corbin. So that's what he does with Mina Bok, or Mina Tsoin, Mina Behemo. For the Mar Vatanakama, not like Rabbi Shmuel. We use the first Rosh to teach us not a Raveya Venirva and not a Neva, not a Muksa. So Liafkinu Lahani Kroy the Raveya Venirva. They use the first Pesukim for Raveya Venirva. If so, how do they know Choylef, the animal is old, is sick, or Zokin, very old, or Mizum, it smells? How do we know that you can't use it for Kuminole? How do we know you can't use it for Korban? So it says, Nafli, I learned from another drush. It says, Minatsoina Minaklosa Minizim. Another pasuk. Again, it says an extra word, Minatsoina Minaklosa Minizim. As it says, this extra parsha here, that comes lafuka these things. For the Mo'atonga Verbi Shmoel, he also know, Urcha de Kroll de Shtuyoch. He also know there's no drush from the word, O Minatsoin. O Minatsoin tag is a normal word to talk. It's not extra. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.